Give it up for Monday. Clap your hands on Monday. Let's dance, it's Monday. It's a happy Monday. The first day of the week.
It is Monday. It's the first day of the week. It's the best day of the week, especially when you've had such a beautiful snowfall. Wasn't I just saying this last week that the snow comes down and that beautiful white blanket, a fluffy white cold stuff that reminds us things change. Seasons change, styles change, music change, talk changes. News changes. You don't always have to roll with the punches, though. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today. We've got lots and lots and lots to talk about. But first off, I want to talk about what's happening this week. And we have a special guest joining us right now. And we're going to share some thoughts on FISH, Friends in Service Helping, which is just an incredible organization that has been working so hard to meet the needs of people in the Carson Valley, pretty much all over Northern Nevada, wherever they can help. And it's important that with all the chaos that is going on around us, we stop and we think about those in need. We think about what we have now and how we've been blessed and how we can give to others. So Jerry Evans, you know, he's the Evans in that Evans Broadcast Company. At least he's the top dog for now until a certain other someone, you know, usurps him or takes over. So...
Oh, Jerry, if only.
If only. Did you have a good weekend?
You know, I did. I was out in the Tobin Mountains, kind of on the theme of what you're saying here. Life goes on, and that's not a complete conceding of what happened during the election, but I was out in the Tobin Mountains this past Saturday, and coming down out of the mountains, got the text that Biden was the 46th president of the United States or president-elect. But, you know, it's funny because if you're out there in the middle of nowhere and you're walking across the mountains and whatnot, this political stuff, it happens, yeah, but it shouldn't. You shouldn't let it control your life. And like you were saying, so this Thursday, every year, we do this with FISH. We need to do a turkey drive. We need to help some of those that aren't as fortunate as you and I. And so that'll be at Carson Nissan this Thursday. We'll be there all day with FISH. Maybe I could ask you to come do your show down there. If somebody wants to come by and say hi and drop off frozen turkey or some food to help those that are not as fortunate, then we're inviting you to do that right now.
I think I could be talked into that.
All right. Hey, let me do this then. Let me share with you just a couple of things I got on my phone over the weekend. And so this is a real amateur-ish, but I'll do it anyway. This is somebody sent me a text, and it's a video of them asking their phone how old the president of the United States was. So listen to this. I'm going to turn up my mic a little bit and hold my phone up to the microphone for this.
Hey, Siri. How old is the president?
Kamala Harris was born 56 years ago on Tuesday, October 20th, 1964.
Think they jumped the gun on that one a little bit?
Yeah, just like Madam President when Hillary Clinton was running.
Okay, and here's another one, and then I'll get out of here. And again, don't forget this Thursday, make plans to swing by Carson Nissan and drop off some food here. And I got to put on some spectacles to read this really small print. And give me about 30, 45 seconds on this, because I haven't edited it yet, and I want to make sure there are no foul language within. And this is a text to actually Nathan at Carson Nissan. Says, I get it. You hated him 4 years ago, and you still hate him now. I've seen a lot of hate thrown his way. But this guy is a consistent winner and an overachiever. That's what the people who support him love about him. Yes, there have been some scandals. Yes, there have been some lies. And maybe... Oh, stop texting me now. I need to read this. Where was I on this? And maybe a few times he's twisted the truth to make himself look better. He's out there every day proving those haters wrong time after time. Jesus. Call it jealousy. Call it envy. Some people just can't handle how successful he is and how much money he has. Could even be jealous that he got a hot foreign model as his wife. You may not have wanted him in this role, but he's out there now, and there's nothing you or I can do about it. I know it's possibly going to get worse over the next several days, but like it or not, Tom Brady is turning things around in Tampa Bay. All right. So there's a laugh for you to start your Monday.
You even got me. I was totally wrapped up in that.
All right. So nice. I will see you this Thursday and talk to you again this week.
All right. And we'll bring you more about fish. And we'll have to get Jim on the air, too, to give us some rundown of how things have been going this year. Because remember, all of the food banks, no matter where you live, have been just swamped with new clients. New clients who are our neighbors, our friends, our coworkers, because of the situation going on with this stupid response to COVID, which is an underlying lying being the operative word there, underlying condition of what the Great Reset is. You know, even Time Magazine, people are still having a hard time believing this, yet even the mainstream media so much is, you know, getting into it, that the Great Reset is real. It's trying to be achieved. But you have to push back. You have to do what's necessary to get rid of this whole the new norm. There is no new norm. This is something that they are pushing on you. They're pushing it on you with the media. They're pushing. Speaking of which, let me just say again, because I'm looking at a dear listener here. Monica, I am sickened by Biden and his mask mandate as well as his COVID-19 team. Oh, please. I'm afraid the civil war is approaching. Take a deep breath. This is how they want you to feel. This is how they want to get a reaction out of people. Just like Jerry was off in the weekend, I'm sitting here looking at 329 emails from you and from spam and from the Trump campaign looking for money. But that's not real life. Real life is what you have to deal with on a daily basis. Flush the media out. And let me start by saying that if you, because everybody's so angry with Fox TV right now, which, yeah, Fox Radio has a little bit to play into that too, but not quite as much as Fox TV. But let me tell you something. If you focus on one place, okay, so if you have been focusing just on Fox News, if you have been focusing just on CNN, if you have been focusing just on the local news stations, you're not informed. You're not doing yourself any favors. A lot of people switching over, and I see this to Newsmax and OAN, but let me tell you, I've been doing some research, and even Newsmax is owned by these five corporations. You know what it takes to do a network? You know what it takes to put something like that on the air? a lot of money, a lot of connections. So it's not just like some gracious billionaire came along and said, hey, we're going to start our own network and make it conservative. Doesn't work that way. You need to open up your mind. First off, you need to really open up your mind. You need to put away all of this BS that you've heard in the past and clean the slate and start looking for the stories. Start looking for what you're interested in. Start knowing the fact that Nevada and multiple other states have been corrupted by the Dominion program, which is the voting software program. And it's known. It's okay. We got this. Just be patient. What's the old saying that Rome wasn't built in a day? It was torched in a day, but it wasn't built in a day. Systems are in place. When you hear somebody say that President-elect Biden, he's not president-elect, don't worry about it. And there's not going to be a coup to remove President Trump because all of the legal actions are going to be played out. All of the options are being taken advantage of right now. How do you know if someone is against the system? How do you know if someone is corrupted in the system if you don't know who they are? This is an awakening right now. Soak it up. Take it in. But don't let it stress you. Because this is the awakening of the deep state. This is your awakening to them. This is your introduction to the real players, to the people who started the Lincoln Project, the Bushes, to the people who are saying that every single Trump supporter out there needs racist re-education programs, that their names need to be taken down and put in a little black book. It's your awakening to see what the real agenda is behind Chuck Schumer, who now says that if they get the Senate, they're going to completely conform America, or reconstruct America. It's to see the AOCs. It's to see what really goes on behind the scenes. So keep your eyes open. Keep your ears open. Remember who says what. The celebrities. And remember again, it all comes down to money. So the George Clooney's out there, the Michael Moore's, make sure they don't get a dime of your money. A singer and actress coming out, Monet, that we need to all be in cages, any Trump supporter out there, remember how you spend your money. Music that's purchased, downloaded, all the Madonnas and Cher's and Taylor Swift's. No matter how good something is, remember, radio's free. So you can get your music, you can get your entertainment. but you don't have to spend your money. Right now, a civil war may be approaching. I don't want to see anything like that. But I want you to be prepared just in case. But ultimately, take a deep breath and know that the patriots, the true patriots of this country, they've got us covered. We just need to let it play out. So everybody, news, entertainment, politicians, state workers, city workers, so those that are at the heart of this expose themselves. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk and text line 884-9910. How you feeling today? What did you do this weekend? I know I had a fabulous weekend. I want to thank John and Commissioner Angles and his beautiful and gracious wife, Marie, for inviting me to the Friends of the NRA dinner that happened in Douglas County this weekend. It was an amazing time. Amazing. The people, it was 49, yeah, for Governor Sisolak, but it was incredible. And I want to thank them so much for inviting me and my husband. It was so nice to see the fundraising for the Douglas County Sheriff's Explorers and the money that was raised for them right then and there. I won a gun. I thought that was pretty cool. Yes, had my my raffle tickets and tickets and won a gun. It's incredible when people who love the community come together, because I also had the immense pleasure of meeting the Axelsons and had a fundraiser right then and there, an auction for these beautiful handmade, handcrafted bandoliers. If you don't know what that is, look it up. And bid up $3,000 straight to the Axelson Foundation. And Donna came up to me and she thanked me and Jerry except Jerry wasn't there. He was off trekking in the mountains. Thanked us for the participation in our golf tournament. And it just, you know, we're going to do that again. And we're going to raise even more money for the Axelson Foundation. And it was just a fabulous, fabulous experience. And you know what? You could have been involved in that too. Because there are still things going on in our communities that, you know what? People are tired of the BS going on around us. So get out and live your life and have a good time. We'll talk about what's coming up on Saturday as well. Right now, though, we want to go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Brett. Oh, lost Brett. Sorry about that, Brett. And know that whatever's going on, do it. Don't think about it. Just do it. Little disgusted here. It just shows you the education that the kids are getting, even if it's private education. Even if you think you know what your schools are putting on. So, hi, Monica. At my school, they have a shrine set up to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I find this disgusting due to the fact that she was a strong proponent of abortions and encouraged impure behavior among minors. The teacher described Ruth Bader Ginsburg to be a terrific woman. Well, you know, in her way, she was an awesome woman. She was a pioneer for women to get into law, showed that, you know, women weren't all just pretty faces. They got some brains behind them, too. What I find a little bit disturbing is the fact that this shrine is set up more as an altar with the Day of the Dead theme, food offerings, there's water, there's an apple, there's bread, other things. You know, that's not appropriate. That's not appropriate in a classroom. That's not appropriate in a school. You know, for kids not to be able to have their opinions about the president, to not be able to wear a Trump hat to school or a Trump shirt, to set up something like this, an altar of worship to somebody who did not follow the Constitution of this country? Yeah. I find that pretty disgusting. We'll be back after this Fox News update here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today and being with us however you can, whether it be live on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, or if it's online listening to our streaming. Do want to let you know that we are still on low power. We're switching over some things. We're moving transmitter sites and all that good stuff. So if you're listening on the air, you might not be able to hear us in some areas due to that fact. If you're listening online, then you should be okay. No problems. Online, if you want to go that way, is at 991fmtalk.com. While you're there, answer today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, where we'll be on Thursday. Have you lost faith in the integrity of the election process? Have you lost faith in the integrity of the election process? Yes or no? So far, it looks as though almost 67% are saying yes, 33% saying no. Now, Thursday's poll question, should Nevada find a judge to issue the same orders against Governor Sisolak that have been laid down, unconstitutional orders that Newsom is doing? 96% said yes. We need to find a judge who will actually stand up to Sisolak and his administration. Well, these Democrats, but it's hard to find. Hard to find. With today's poll question comes this. Huge news out of Georgia. 132,000 ballots in Fulton County, Georgia have been identified ineligible. 132,000. We are going to be finding a lot more than that in Michigan and in Pennsylvania. We've already found 3,000 here in Clark County. And the count will continue. Because we've been telling you for months that this is how the mail-in ballot process is flawed and is ripe for fraud. So what happens when you know something is going on? You go back and you fix the problem. And that's exactly what the lawyers are doing right now. This is going to go all the way to the Supreme Court. Okay? The media does not call the election. Screw the media. They have no say in this. Trump administration doing exactly what Hillary Clinton said. Do not concede for any reason. Biden is not the president-elect. Kamala Harris is not the president-elect. This is just going to show you all of the censorship through Twitter, through Facebook, through Instagram. I have to get my team on this. I've been trying to research it, but I haven't been successful. But supposedly the Obama Foundation has now purchased Parler. So if that is true, I will be dumping Parler immediately. But I have to look more into that because it could be one of those misunderstandings how they said that, you know, oh, well, Google bought DuckDuckGo. And it's like, no, they didn't. There was a side deal of something that had nothing to do with the search engine itself. So we'll see how this plays out. Because you have to see it. That's the whole intent behind this. Because people are saying, well, if the Trump administration knew that this was going to happen, why didn't they do something beforehand? Well, they did. They had lawsuits filed that were turned down in states by appointed judges that didn't make the right call. And that's why I say we'll see this go all the way to the Supreme Court, where they will go back and do it by constitutional law. So take a deep breath, sit back and relax and watch and listen to the show. Because it's just a show. It's to show you what is really going on. Dominion software, everywhere it was used, it's been used in 30 states. Not quite sure if Washoe County uses it, but I do know for a fact that Clark County uses it. One of those counties that was possibly starting to turn more red. I mean, look at how we picked up more Republican seats. You know, maybe using that software to keep Lisa Lee. And not let, you know, Rodimer get in there. Could be. We'll just have to wait and see. I think there are numerous seats across this country that we're going to be surprised about. That more Republicans were actually elected than is being shown. You had hundreds of thousands of ballots that came in for Biden. Now, when I say that, I say for Biden. For Biden only. Nobody else was marked on the ballot. Just Biden. Come on, man. Do they really think that we are that stupid? Are they that arrogant? The media keeps pushing, there's no voter fraud, there's no voter fraud, there's no evidence of voter fraud. Yes, there is. There is tons of evidence of massive voter fraud. But they're not as stupid as we think they are. They kept the voter fraud in swing states. They didn't go and turn Nebraska blue. That would have been a red flag. They tried to turn Texas, but it didn't work. So they went with their traditional states that they kept telling everybody that Trump couldn't get. Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona on the line. They didn't think that people would notice. And trust me, we did. Over 1,000 people turned out this weekend at the state capitol to save the vote, steal the vote, depending on which side you're on. 1,000 patriots came out to say, something fishy's going on, and we're not going to allow this. What a beautiful sight that was. Probably was pretty scary for Governor Sisolak, who I doubt seriously was even there. But I'm sure that that's pretty scary to all Democrats who are manipulating the system. Because people see how it's being manipulated now. They understand the difference between an absentee ballot that you personally request and is verified with your signature before that ballot is ever given to you or sent to you. The difference between an absentee ballot and a mail-in ballot that is sent to open voter rolls. I don't care what registrar of voters, what county it is that are saying our voter rolls are clean. They're not. Because if they were, then we wouldn't have 3,000 people voting from outside of this state who no longer live here. The rolls aren't cleaned. They haven't been purged. And they say, oh, well, we do it every year, every 2 years. Then how did people who moved away 4, 5, and 6 years ago get ballots and vote in this election? Are you tired of all the glitches? Of all the mistakes? Only you can change that. Going off on a little side note here to something I said earlier. Good morning, Monica. Maybe the RBG shrine at the school you spoke of should have offerings of condoms in an effect to reduce abortions that she was such a big fan of. That's a hell of an idea. Throw some condoms on that altar, because it is an altar. It's worshiping her, putting her as an idol. So, yes, I will. I'm going to talk about it right here for just a second. Actually, you know what? I'm going to come back with it to help you understand. So I just got a text. I missed most of Friday's broadcast on Trump's sting operation. Can you rebroadcast the segment? No, but I can talk about it fresh. You can hear the segment, though, online at 991fmtalk.com on our podcasts. But we'll talk about Hammer, and we'll talk about watermarks and all that good stuff, and the BS of people who don't believe it right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I hope I see you on Thursday as we broadcast live from Nissan of Carson City for our annual turkey drive for Fish, Friends and Service Helping. And that's what we are. We're friends and we're helping those around us who need help. Just a little extra something this holiday season. Because there's so much BS going on with this whole COVID farce. It's not a pandemic. Just because these paid experts and, well, the manipulation of hospitals with money, it's not a pandemic. Look at the facts. Now, to help their numbers, they're not even calling flu deaths. They're not even testing for the flu. It's whatever. I'm done with all that. It's BS. Stop going to the mainstream media and look at the companies out there who give you the facts, like Breitbart, PragerU. Go to the CDC themselves. Look at the numbers. You're smarter than they think you are. Let's forget the 138,000 ballot dump in Michigan. Let's forget about the 130 found ballots for Biden in Georgia. How come they never find ballots for Republicans? That's just, you know, that's always curious. Let's come back here to Washoe County. Let's come back here to Nevada. There's over 40,000 questionable ballots mailed out in this Nevada election. And yes, thank you for the information. Washoe County does use Dominion. I don't feel like Washoe County is a blue Democrat county. Maybe it's just because of the circles I run in. Maybe it's just because of who I know. But in my opinion, Washoe County is red. Did you know that, let's see. Questionable registrations of mail-in ballots. Did you know, wow, we have some really old people here. Washoe County female born in 1900. Yeah. She was 120 registered to vote in November of 2019. Wow, that's impressive. I wish she would come forward so we could celebrate her. In Clark County, 10 males and females born in 1901. Age 119 registered to vote in 2019 and 2020. Where are these people? We should be celebrating them. Clark County, 9 men and women born in 1902. Registered to vote in 2019 and 2020. Elko, 1900, 120. First registered and voted in 2018. Voted in the 2020 primary. The dead have voted. They voted in Washoe County. They voted in Clark County. In all of our counties. We will get this worked out. Biden is not president-elect. The whole process of the marked ballots, people are saying, oh, no, that's done locally. No, ballots are not printed locally. They are ordered locally from companies who have been working with the higher-ups, those in the Department of Homeland Security, those in the Election Fraud Committee that was put together by President Trump. You know what? We had 17-year-olds voting. They go to both extremes. The voter rolls are dirty. They weren't cleaned. But they're going to be purged now because it's all going to come out into the open for you to see. Again, today's poll question. Have you lost faith in the integrity in our election process? It's a simple yes or no. 991fmtalk.com. We'll be back after this Fox Business Update and Fox News Update here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show.